Hello.
Welcome back to Throbbing and Barely Throbbing with Brittany,
Megan,
and Katie.
Hello.
Hi.
We are struggling.
No. I think we're just going to dive on in.
I think I like this little
Get out of here. Where did that even come from?
Her phone.
Well, I mean, I know, but where did it come from?
She said it. I think, and I was like, yeah. I think.
I mean, where did that whole thing come from?
TikTok.
What did what thing come from?
She's not being clear. Why is it a thing? It makes zero sense.
Because it's supposed to scare people.
Oh, that was the whole thing of it?
Well, because it's like people do it like where it's dead silent, and then they just break out and be like, in like a really high voice, and 9 times out of 10, the person in the room with them gets scared.
Are we talking about that podcast again?
No, it's something on TikTok.
It's something on TikTok.
I don't have that, so okay, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't worry about it. I'll show you videos. It's really funny, actually.
I don't understand it, but it's pretty funny watching the people get scared.
It's pretty funny watching you get scared. Amen.
The whole time we were trying to eat, she was like looking over every shoulder.
Paranoid ass.
We would move, and she's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I don't trust.
Somebody was staring into my soul the entire time I was eating my food.
And Brittany knows how she chews, the facials that she makes when she takes a big bite.
I couldn't even look at Megan without being, you know, made out to be a...
Y'all's faces said y'all were up to something.
I was born this way. I'm stuck with it. Okay, so we're going to dive in. Because I was fixing to do it. Okay, so before we started, Katie said something. She said it very quickly. We're going to talk about Love is Blind for a second. And the first question, just because of what she said, do you feel love is blind?
What did I say?
You know what you said.
I don't.
Listen, hold on.
That was 20 seconds ago.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Listen. Well, exactly what you just said. That's what you said. Brittany, do you feel like love is blind?
Depends.
Okay.
Depends on how upfront and honest and open you are. Because, I mean, I've only seen the first season, so based off of that, there was a certain somebody in that held something back and it ruined.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about the show, even though the show is great and the show is pretty much what this is based upon, but that's not what I'm talking about. In your life, in everyday life, do you feel that love could be blind or love is blind?
I'm changing my answer now that you worded it that way.
I don't know.
I didn't know I had to word it that way.
Well, when you first asked it, I was like, no. And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, wait a minute, yes, because a lot of things you can, like, it kind of goes with the red flags, where you, like, when you love somebody, you'll look past all the bad.
Okay.
And, like, try to pick out the tiny good pieces.
Okay, I'm following.
And so you're blinded by, you know, what's actually happening versus what you want to see. So you'll take the small things that they do that are good, and then completely shove out the bad, even though the bad overtakes the good. Make sense? It's kind of like toxic relationships.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know if that's love, blind love, or more of you are used to abuse. I don't know.
Both.
We need therapy. No, I'm kidding.
We all know I do. It's fine.
Sorry, y'all.
Still have yet to go.
So. Taking my shoes off.
It's fine.
Okay, so.
I think it can be, for sure.
Okay, I think love is definitely blind.
I just hate the show.
You've never watched it, so you can't say that.
I see highlights.
I'm going to stand very firmly on that because I was the same way. I hate those kind of shows. No.
Again, though, people can make themselves sound so good behind a screen.
That is true. And there was a couple. Again, I'm not talking about the show. I'm talking about like, us in general. But like, there are some people who get caught on the show like that. Like, they get with them and they start living day-to-day life. And you're like, you lied that whole time you was in a pod.
Yeah, then I'm going to be the shit out of them. Not really.
But I really do think it's blind because you see nothing. I am going to base this, like, let's say, I don't know. you get to go to a pod, just like the show. Mm-hmm. You don't know what they look like. You don't know their race, their background, their history. You know nothing. So, yeah, in a way, you can paint yourself in a good light. You should. But don't lie about your past if there's really, really bad stuff in there. Or, yeah, you know, if you're a known cheater, you should be honest about it. Yeah. But mine's more of the emotional side. Like, you build lasting relationships. You don't look at everything else that might, like, say you're not into glasses and blonde hair. Well, they would have wrote Brittany off immediately. But then he got to talk to her and hear her voice and know the things that she likes and things that she's into. And he was like, oh my gosh, this is my person. We're just so in tune, and y'all laugh at everything, and you're like, whatever. And he sees you, and none of that stuff really matters anymore. Yep. Because he has already fallen in love with you emotionally, which is what a relationship should be freaking based off of. Mm-hmm. Not looks, not money, not anything. It should be based off of an emotional connection that you have for someone, if it's strong.
Yep.
If he would have walked up and saw all of that, I'm throwing you under the bus, but like, if he was like, ooh, glasses and blonde hair, psh, nope, not doing that. He wouldn't even give her a chance to see that they have a lot in common.
But then people still can be, I'm going to be the cynical person on this one.
Do it.
But then people can still be a-holes. And no matter what you've learned, that two things could be the deal breaker.
Oh, and it has, especially this season. The person never admitted it so far. Like, I mean, not that I've seen. It updates every Wednesday. But he kept saying, oh, no, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. I'm just going to put that part out there because I know everyone in America has seen it. And we are going to talk about this show.
Minus one.
Everyone in America has seen the highlights of the new season. You haven't seen any, so I don't want to. Okay, so there's a girl. You're not supposed to, in the pod, you're not supposed to talk about what you look like.
Yeah.
Your race, they anything did that in like the
second that. Season too.
A couple did, yeah. But anyways, this one, he was like, you could tell he was falling in love with this one. And she had a child. So this was already a hard show for her.
I did see that highlight.
And he was, I guess, falling in love with the other one. But this one over here wants to chime in and be like, is there any celebrities that you look like? I'll go. This is not how she did it. But I'll go. Everyone says I look like Megan Fox. From that minute on, he completely was writing the other one off. Who was clearly the one for him. But he was writing her off because he was like, oh, I got this person who is...
Does she look like Megan Fox? Most,
no.
Yes, but with not the same head shape. Like, she's a very attractive person, but, like, body-wise, and no, Katie's right, no. But if you really gave a different head shape, honestly, they do favor. I do see it. It's like Megan from way back when, definitely not now. But I feel that from that moment on, he picked...
the wrong
person. Based on that. And then whenever they all got to see each other for the first time at that little barbecue or whatever they had, then feelings came back and he realized. Anyways, and that's as far as I'll go for ruining the season for somebody.
Okay.
But I think love is definitely blind if done correctly.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're upfront and honest.
Which is hard for some people.
I literally was going to say it's hard for some people. Honesty. Do we even want to touch base on that?
No.
Because I don't either. It's going to get me in my feels.
Not today.
I'm real good.
Not ready.
No.
Honesty bothers me.
Were you
going to
have a question stem from honesty? Is that where we were going?
No. Oh. Both of them were love questions.
All right. Well, hit us.
And that actually, no, that was one of them. It was love is love blind. But I don't remember that other one, and I'm not. I'm going to ask him to go find it.
Okay.
I might break his feelings. I might hurt his feelings.
Okay. What's next?
Yeah, what do you mean, what's next?
What's your next question?
Yeah. I said I don't have it. I don't know it.
You just said something earlier that you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, that's not a question. I was going to say two truths and a lie.
I still don't know.
Well.
I feel like y'all know just about everything about me. So.
I don't know.
Brittany would probably know that. So I can't use that.
Well, I was thinking.
Okay. Wait.
How was your week?
Oh.
It was okay.
I thought we were going to go into a deep question, and I was mentally preparing myself.
There was something that I was like, no, wait, I'm not going to talk about that because Katie's not over here because you asked how Maddie was, and then she brought up something. And I was like, well, I will say, and then I never got back on it, and I honestly don't remember what it was. What did you ask me? That's right. She had a rough few days. What are we watching?
They're making TikToks.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
You're good. She just had a rough couple of days, but I mean, she's been good now. She's been sleeping in a cage, and whoever wants to say anything, they can judge me if they want. You're not the one that has to stay up every night. Yes, but she's still not wanting to fall asleep, so we're still having to hold her. But when we put her in there, I can sleep peacefully, knowing that she can't get out.
Yeah.
And yes, it is a cage. It is. It is what it is.
It's not a cage.
It's just a tent.
It's a cage. It's a big bubble. She's like the boy in a bubble, whatever that movie was.
Bubble Boy.
Yeah, that one. Oh, that's such a sad movie. Uh-huh. Anyways, my week was good. It was okay.
I can't even remember my week.
I really can't either. That's why I keep saying it was okay. I mean, McKenna had basketball for the first time today. But we were trying to talk about last week, but she had basketball today. And then at 5:00, she had softball. But technically, she didn't have softball because it's next Monday. But she still went to the field and had to play. Because I told him not to bring her home and make her go play. Since she was already ready for it anyways.
Yeah.
Basketball may or may not be her sport. We'll just see. It didn't go good. Emotionally, it didn't go good. Yeah. She did everything. It was fine. It is what it is.
I don't remember much about my week either, but here he comes again. We're so sidetracked. I'm sorry. But the weekend, I was just so exhausted. I guess from bowling so much, and my body just hurt. From bowling so much last week, that Saturday I laid on the couch and started season 2 of Love is Blind. And then Sunday, I only got out of bed to do laundry and go eat dinner with my mom for her birthday.
Nice.
I laid in bed and read the rest of the time yesterday.
Listen, I also watch Married at First Sight. Always have. I'm not as invested, but I like that. Would you marry someone at first sight?
No.
I don't know. I'd have to be put in that situation. Right,
I think I might, honestly.
Couldn't be me.
I think I might. If everything else in my life was failing.
You basically did.
If everything was failing over and over and over, there's something wrong with me. And if I can have an expert set me up with someone who I should be with in a lot of areas, we have common ground. And that person is the truth. And that person is there truly for marriage. That's what you're not going to know, though. Yeah, I'd do it, I think. Pretty positive. I'd go with it.
Couldn't be me.
Eh.
Couldn't be me. Could you imagine? My anxiety before that? No, I'm real good.
Oh, no, I would panic.
No, I'm real good.
I'd probably do it, though. You have a trial period. They don't talk about that, but you have, like, 4 weeks, and then you can get an annulment.
Mm-hmm. It'd just be weird.
I don't know. Like, it's actually, I love watching it.
Like having an expert pair me with somebody, I don't know.
What if you failed miserably over and over and over?
I did.
Well, I mean, for, like, 30-something years.
Well, do you want my honest opinion?
What do you mean, honest?
I'd probably just chalk it up. You think I'm kidding? I probably would.
She said I would have went and got 4 more dogs and 6 cats and lived a happy life. And an iguana.
I would have packed up my dog and started traveling. I'd have been like, okay, all this money's mine, boo-boo.
And an iguana.
All right. I'd be like, bye.
She would have been a traveling nurse.
I would have. Absolutely. Pay me to go
somewhere. You still could.
No. We talked about it, and I was looking at it, and I was like, I don't think I could.
Why not? You gotta risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah, but...
You gotta... No. You gotta roll with the flow for the... I don't know what I'm saying. No. That's what I was thinking about rolls. And I was like, I already said roll. I can't say it again.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways...
You got your tutu, Shanella?
I don't.
I can't speak.
I don't. Sorry.
I've got 2 of them. I just have to think of another one.
Okay.
You got your 2 truths?
I don't know. I've got 2 out of the 3. I just have to think of a 3rd one.
Okay.
I'm just going to pull it out of my butt. I'm just going to go.
Go for it.
I feel like if I do that, y'all are automatically going to know my lie. So...
I'm not a good liar.
I don't know where to go from here.
I've always sucked at this game. I'm not a good liar.
I'm trying to think.
Y'all would definitely know that. The one that I was fixing to say.
I really don't know. I really don't. Okay, hold on. Oh my god, I may have it. Go ahead, Brittany. You go first.
I'm thinking of one more. I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
What a great podcast.
Y'all, this is hard.
It's all right.
It's hard when you're doing it with people who
know
you.
Why is it so hard
you?
To think of a truth about you?
Like, seriously. But it's so
I'm having the hard,
know.
The other hard part.
The lie?
Yes.
Oh, I got the lie. As soon as you said it, I had the lie.
What does that say about you
and
you?
Saying.
What does it say?
No, I don't know.
You don't know it? What does that say about you? No wonder she got trust issues. She don't trust herself.
Man.
She been lying to herself every morning. You are a strong, independent black woman. Let's go.
Amen. You is smart.
You is kind.
You is
independent. I don't know what it says. I actually like that book.
You was kind. You was smart. You was important.
Important.
That's what it was.
Listen, what book? Oh, I have a question. Y'all keep thinking. I have a question. Give me, Mikey. Shut up, Mikey.
Shut the front door.
Oh my gosh, what the French toast?
I don't know what I've done.
Oh! Thought I'd try the TikTok
Katie,
trend out.
What? What's another term that people call Chevys?
Bow ties?
Thank you. She has never heard that a day in her life. I said it on the way to get you, and she said, a what?
A bow tie?
No, but it sounded familiar when she said it, though.
Because you know what? I don't know what this is.
But I've never heard it, I don't think.
It sounded familiar when she said it because I said it earlier. I knew you were going to say that.
I don't know what it's from. But there's a line he said, don't be talking about my bow tie. Like, that's all I can think
of. Did you just speak English?
I'll have to find the video. That's all I can think of when I say bow tie. Don't be talking about my bow tie or something. I don't know if it's off a movie, a TV show. But I will find it and show y'all. But no, they call them bow ties.
Thank you. Anyways, back to you.
I had to think of it for a moment. I was like, what is she asking me? And I was like, wait a minute. Maybe a bow tie. Yeah, Chevys are called bow ties.
No. They're called Chevys. No, they're called Chevys.
Chevrolet, actually.
They're just Chevys. Anyway. Just a Chevy.
I don't know how you got that off of French toast. I'm so confused about that correlation.
Me too.
I thought you were going to ask me a question about French toast. Not going to lie.
No, I just got to thinking, wait, we talked about something on the way to get Katie that I have to say.
Off of French toast. I still don't understand, but it's fine.
What, the French toast? Do you remember anything
yes.
else? Is that the secret code? What, the French toast? What about the fact that I got up there to bowl tonight and I thought I saw the rake come down?
I thought I saw it after you said that. I think it's the lighting in there now.
I don't know. I was tripping.
Some dude did hit the rake because it came down.
No, like my lane, I thought that it came down.
Oh.
And like picked everything up, swiped, and was on the second ball.
Maybe. Because after you said that, I thought I saw it three times.
Maybe I should put that nonsense into your head.
Probably.
I don't know. What was I fixing to say? This is a bad podcast.
I don't think it is.
Unsubscribe now.
No.
Damn.
How'd y'all like my Instagram post?
It's about damn time.
Thank you.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
No.
That was funny.
I just saw it.
It was funny.
What did it say?
I don't remember, but it was funny.
I was the first speaking like, of I that, just know that.
Speaking of that, you should go follow and like and subscribe.
Send us questions.
I think we might be on the right path because we've kept this a secret for far too long.
Yeah, but...
I tried to tell people and you told me to stop.
I don't want to.
I don't want people to know.
Okay, got mine. What?
Why are you so paranoid? That's the question of the day.
I seriously don't understand.
Who are you lying to
in
life?
I'm living paranoia because of y'all.
Lies.
Know what y'all have done to me to make me this paranoid?
Do you know?
I haven't done shit.
Okay. I think you're the
ringleader. You're the biggest liar I ever met in my life.
Yeah, you sip on that. I haven't done anything to you in a hot minute.
She sips every time she lies, if you've noticed.
Your nose growing back there? Okay, yours?
I do. You want me to go right now?
Yeah, before you forget.
Okay, that's probably a good thing. I had my first kiss at 18. I got a perm when I was younger. And I want to try to work in the emergency department.
The last one is true.
The lie is you got a perm when you were younger.
Kiss at 18, I don't believe that for 2 seconds. But I'm going to say... I don't think you would curl your hair. And I think you do want to work in the ER. Or was it you that said you didn't want to work in the ER?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Jesus. I think I'm right. I think the perm is the lie.
I think the perm is the lie. But I don't know which nurse friend it was of mine that said that they don't ever want to work in the ER. You did work in the ER.
She does work in the ER.
Okay. You did not get a perm.
I don't work in the ER. I work in the OR.
Oh. I was thinking about Pulaski. Did you not help out in the ER?
During clinicals.
Okay. Then that's the stories I remember.
I absolutely do not want to step foot in the OR or in the ER.
Oh.
I hate the emergency department. I did get a perm when I was younger, and I had my first kiss at 18.
I knew you had your first kiss at 18.
I was held up on that.
Can you tell me the name?
Oh my gosh.
You want me to?
What does it start with?
A T?
No.
Jim Bob?
No.
Oh! Yeah. What's his name?
No one can see Brittany's face
right now. Yeah, my God, if you could. What's his name? That dude that just popped up whenever the frick he felt it was convenient for him. Was it that kid?
From high school?
Yeah.
Oh! Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get out of here with him.
Mm-hmm. Man. He was consistent. Kind of.
Until I blocked him. Kind of like a... But somehow we managed to be friends again. I don't know how that happened. But I unadded him on everything. And then somehow, mysteriously, he's back on my Facebook. It's the weirdest thing.
She said, I'm going to add him back so we can see how good my life is.
I probably did at spite.
I feel like y'all know too many truths about me.
But no, I did get a perm, and it was the worst decision I ever made. But no, I never want to work in the emergency department. Ever.
I knew someone had told me they didn't.
Not me. Too many horror stories from clinical. I'm real good. I can't do that every day. God bless the people who can, because I can't.
I think that's... No, never mind. She doesn't work
And the
there.
Fact that Brittany thought I worked in the ER shows how much she listens.
Maybe I just don't know anything about healthcare. I was close. O-R-E-R, same difference. You were close.
They were both vowels at the beginning of the...
Stop it.
Stop they both it ended right an R.
They were both on Grey's Anatomy.
Facts.
And somebody asked me the other day, that reminds me. We pulled a patient into the operating room. the OR. And they were just chit-chatting it up. We were having a grand old time. We were all laughing, all cracking up. And they look at me, and they were like, is this like Grey's Anatomy? I said, no, unfortunately not. It's not like that at all. And I went to turn the music off, because what people don't want to think is we listen to music in the OR.
Yeah.
And I went to turn it off, because it's, you don't want music playing in the background as the patient's rolling in. And I went to turn it off. She said, no, 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 no. She said, keep the music on. I enjoy this. And so I was like, are you sure? And they were like, yeah. So we just turned the music back up, and we were just hanging out until anesthesia kicked in, and then they were out like a light. But it was the funniest thing. They were like, is this Grey's Anatomy? No, sweetheart. Not even the closest. Sorry to break your heart, but the OR is nothing like Grey's Anatomy. I can't watch that show anymore.
All right, I got one.
Let's go.
Do you want to go? Or do you want me to go?
You go.
Oh, I shouldn't have said anything.
Anticipation.
Okay. I'm a terrible liar.
We know. You can't do that.
Oh no.
Megan plays with her hair every time she lies.
Every time she thinks about lying. I actually was going to say it, and now I don't forget what my third one was. Clearly, it's the lie.
I have my last truth, but I'm debating on if I want to say it on here or not.
Ooh. Spicy. Cold chill.
Continue.
Full body chills.
Full body chills. Brittany is having some full body chills. Yeah. Y'all put me on the spot. I put myself on the spot, and now I don't remember the three I was going to... I remember two of them.
Obviously, the last one's a lie.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so let's talk about dementia.
Dementia.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to talk about it.
Go ahead, Brittany. Do yours. Give her time to think.
Well, now I'm debating mine.
Oh, my gosh. I could have...
How'd you come up with this so quick? Thought harder. Mine are not complex at all. Tick tock, tick tock. Goes for both of us.
Anyway.
I don't even remember my lie now.
Oh my god.
I'm not here tonight. I'm not here.
Oh my god. Lord help me. And I'm the one with the headache.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yes.
Sure.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Just say it.
Okay. My basketball number in middle school was 34.
Okay. Okay.
Keep going. The whole point.
I sprained my ankle playing wall ball. And I'm pregnant.
Stop it. I swear to God right now, if that last one's not the lie, I will lose my shit.
She's not.
Because I don't think her basketball number was 34.
She's not pregnant. There's no freaking way she would wait till right now to say it.
I don't think her basketball number was 34.
I think it was.
Was it? There's no way. No. I don't think it was.
I do. I don't think she's pregnant.
Stop it right now. Do we have a major announcement on the podcast?
No, because there's no way.
What's the lie?
The lie is you're pregnant.
What's the lie?
I don't think her basketball number was 34. No, this bitch did sprain her ankle.
No, I remember that.
Yes, 100%. That is facts.
That's why I laughed when she said it.
Had to wear ankle brace for the whole 9 yards.
No.
That is the truth, yes. I did sprain my ankle playing volleyball.
That one was ruled out as soon as she said it. I said, this clumsy. She sprained her ankle, okay? I do not think her basketball number was 34. I think it had a 2 in it.
No. There's no way that we perfectly lined up 2 truths and a lie, and she had this opportunity to do this, and she would have already said something, and if she didn't, I'm going to kick her out of this car.
I don't think she would have.
She's not pregnant. She's not pregnant. I'm not looking at her.
I'm
going
to be so upset.
You need to get closer to this.
I will be so upset. Okay, what's your lie? I want to know that first.
You didn't say what you think the lie is.
I did.
She said the basketball
number. The basketball number.
Or what sport she said?
Basketball.
Did she? My basketball number was...
34.
Three. Baby. It was 34 before. It was 3, though.
I was about to lose my shit.
I'm not pregnant.
I was about to lose my shit.
I was dead set on no.
My basketball number was 34 my 6th grade and 7th grade year, and it was 3 my 8th grade year.
There's one.
But there was not a 2 anywhere involved in that.
There's one reason I she's not. She's doing it right now. You're both doing it right now.
Yeah,
I got to thinking about that. I was like, man, that'd be the perfect lie for them to get heated up in this. And then I was like, man, if I would have known you wanted to do 2 truths and a lie, I wouldn't have hit that all night.
Dedication. Damn. So what does that say about you?
I ain't going to lie, though. I've always thought about when it does happen, waiting for a podcast and then just blurting it out on podcast. I thought it would have been great.
So excited.
I did.
I will exit the car.
I was so excited.
Oh my god.
I was like, major announcement on the podcast. But if that's how everybody found out, I don't think she would do that.
No, that's a lie. I'm not pregnant.
Damn. Sorry. I'm sad for y'all.
I'm not.
All right, Megan, your turn.
I suck at this game, and it was my idea.
We're slowly figuring that out.
I can't lie.
Yes, you can.
I can't think of a lie.
I think I had a pretty good poker face,
you
too.
You did. I was going to get so excited.
You did. That's why I wasn't looking at you. Because I would have fell for it. I just stay goal-oriented. My goal was to convince her that she was not, even if she was.
I gotcha.
Don't do that to yourself.
I secretly got you. You're just not going to admit it, but I got you.
Okay.
I was so excited.
Okay. I have my... Ooh. Okay. No, that's bad.
Girl, it ain't really that hard.
It is that hard. I cannot tell a freaking lie.
You sure can.
I really can't.
I don't know about you. A little white one.
Sociopath
well,
over here.
Well, she thought that she
Mom was a trick.
She thought she hid her pregnancy from us.
I did hide it from
you.
No,
you did not. No,
yes,
you
I did.
We knew, and we confronted you about it, and you were like, no.
You did not confront me until 2 weeks before I finally told
but
y'all.
But again, do you know how long we had been talking about it?
Cool. And that just shows that y'all are friends, that y'all would talk about me behind my back.
Oh, shut up.
Whatever.
So.
The handle pulls.
Can we have shirts made? The handle pulls. Like the black shirt, white riding.
Merch. Should we do some merch?
Yes. Handle pulls.
Exit stage right.
I guarantee you, Lane would buy. They'd be like, "What's that mean?"
We have 2 people that have crickets in here. Yeah. Go ahead.
We're gonna put like a little tiny, tiny hashtag, driving to really thrive right here on the sleeve.
We should totally do it.
DMBT.
Yeah. The initials.
Oh. I can't think about it for a minute. Let's do it. The handle pulls. That was well played.
It was.
Well played, Brittany. I'm so proud of you.
It was.
Because normally Megan's the one that says that.
She was making fun of me in that moment.
Amen.
That's what she was doing, you jerk.
Again, we have still yet to tell your 2 truths.
I don't know.
I got you.
You know mine. You can do it for me.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
My name is Megan. I have blonde hair.
And I'm getting a divorce. Just kidding.
I have one pet. It is very simple. Anyway.
Cut that out if you want to.
I don't think you should.
I wish I would have said that.
No, because me and Brittany would have been like,
no, I don't play with her games no more. I've had enough.
I gave her a date about 3-4 years ago. Like, she barely knew me. But we had gotten a little close, but not close. Like, you know, that weird, awkward stage.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm getting a divorce. And she was like, well, I'm going to leave out a bunch of stuff. And if I leave out something that's key, you throw it in there. But basically, I told her I was getting a divorce. And she's like, no, you're not. And I said, no, I am. And I think I said... February
12th. And this was like the third time you pulled it on me, not the first time.
No, that was the first time.
No, it was at least the second.
Oh, you're right. But the other times I would say it and I'd be like, I'm getting a divorce. JK.
Papers are in the works. It's going to be done. It's going to be final February 12th.
I sure did. And it was like December, beginning of, it was not.
It was towards the end of the year, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I really am. And that's whenever it's all going to go through and I'm going to be free.
And I finally believed her. And 3 weeks later, she was like, oh, I'm just joking, by the way.
Okay, first off.
I don't believe her anymore.
I feel bad for Brittany.
Look, I've got her.
That was mean.
Well, let's throw this in there.
Mikey played in with it, too, is the bad thing.
But here's the thing.
Oh, yeah, it's in the works. It's happening.
But here's the thing. That wasn't the last time I got her. And I mean truly got her. I can tell by her face. I've done it probably 10 times total. Now she don't believe me. And the one day that it actually happens and I'm going to freaking need somebody, I'm going to have to come to your doorstep because she's going to be like...
Why are we?
You're the little girl that called Bull.
Listen,
can I tell her what you said when we were leaving the mountains?
Why are we speaking that into existence?
What? Anything can happen in life. That's how I live.
Can I tell her what you said on the way home from the mountains?
What did I say?
Well, we got the last one married. Now I can get a divorce.
Oh, I did. I did. I was so serious, and I know she's not going to admit it for a second. She believed it.
No, and I didn't.
Yes, she did.
Shut up, Megan. I don't want to hear that.
She did. She was like, shut up. And I said, no, really. I was literally waiting for all this to be over and, like, for everything. No. Like, to let her know. And I was like, well, I'm getting a divorce. She's like, no, you're not. And don't give me some stupid date. And I was like, I don't have a date. I said, it's just whenever we get time to go up there and do it. I said, we both want it. And I kept a straight face.
I would never be able to be in a car with you alone because I would lose my shit. I would become your therapist. I would be like, are you sure this is what you want to do? I would start talking through the motions with you because I'd be like, there's no way. I'd have to convince myself that it wasn't true.
Never mind. I laughed. And then we saw two donkeys. And that's when I was like, oh, hey, look, there's Mikey. And she goes, oh, hey, look, he's hanging out with Gunner. And I said, yep.
Oh,
so two truths and a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you still haven't done it?
She hasn't. She keeps postponing it.
I had... I can't lie.
Bro, one, you can just change a number of something.
No. No.
Like, you have three nipples. I don't know.
But I do have three... No, I'm just kidding.
That would be a fact we never...
Okay, heard. Okay.
Okay. And we're done.
I have played every sport but basketball. My grandpa owned a bowling center in Florida for about 30 years. My uncle is a millionaire.
You have not played every sport besides basketball. Because you sure as hell didn't do curling. And that's a sport.
Every sport. Jesus Christ. Every sport that is offered. Your basic sports that are offered. Softball, bowling, volleyball, basketball, football, soccer. I think I said soccer twice. Those.
You
your
did
basic
not play
sports.
Football.
Not play every sport besides basketball. That's the lie.
You didn't play football.
You did you run track?
That wasn't... Did I name that?
We That's
didn't
a sport?
Have that at my school.
Oh.
You didn't play football, but you would have if they offered it for
I
girls.
I did play football.
In high school?
No, not in high school.
Flag football don't count.
Flag football does count. We were on a team in college that met up weekly.
The class don't count either.
What was the last one?
My uncle's
Her
a millionaire.
Uncle's a millionaire. I believe that.
I don't. That's the law.
I don't think I've ever heard you talk about your grandfather owning a bowling alley in Florida.
I don't remember which parent it is, but one of her parents is from Florida, so I believe that. I don't think her uncle's a millionaire.
I don't know.
And her face said it all when I said that.
I guess your uncle's not a millionaire.
My uncle is a millionaire.
I thought so.
And my grandpa did own a bowling center.
She didn't play every sport.
You're not the person.
I was right.
I've never played basketball.
I was like, there's no way.
I did play flag football, though, on a team. I've played soccer for one little session in elementary school. I've played everything except for basketball.
But that's what you said.
No, I've never played basketball. That's what I said.
That was a lie. She has not played every sport.
Yeah.
She didn't play basketball.
I worded that terribly just then.
She did because she said, I've played every sport except basketball, which is true.
That's not what she said when she said the thing. She said she's played every sport.
I played basketball.
Oh. I was still right.
Now I'm confused.
And now I keep that confused.
I may have actually said it like that.
You did.
I think I said...
I want a replay. I wish we could do that because I swear you said...
I might have.
I have played every sport except basketball, which is true.
Which is the lie because I can't freaking lie.
Let's go again.
I can't lie.
Run it back. Obviously, because you worded that way wrong.
I think I did, but I've never played basketball. I've played every sport. So I told three truths.
You told three truths.
I told you.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't do this.
She
I can't lie.
She does not understand the concept of a lie.
No, I understand it. I can't do it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm done. Anyway. Well, called it.
That was fun.
That was fun. It just took you 45 minutes. I'm just kidding.
Y'all got another one in you?
No.
I do.
Hold okay.
On. Let me think about it.
I had a bird named Tweety and a bird named Mysterious. Or, wait.
Yeah. That's already the lie. You can't remember the name.
No, I just said Mysterious. It actually was the truth. I had two birds, two parakeets that were named. The gray one's name was Tweety and the yellow one's name was Houdini. Houdini, because he always got out of the cage. That is a true fact about me. I have pictures to prove it.
Okay.
But I screwed that up because I can't lie. No, I'm just kidding. I screwed that up because I forgot its name. I don't know. I'm stuck at this game. I finally finished. This is way off. Y'all think about what y'all are going to do or say. But I finally finished the last two episodes of my JonBenet podcast. In 2023, they still had like 100 pieces of evidence they could go through. And the whole, they were leaving out for years that there was male evidence on her. And it was like, how they word it. Anyways, they're having to go through everything now. And they have a list and they have it narrowed down to like 15 people. Ooh. And they've been calling people. There was a lot more. They've been calling people and letting them know that they are off that list now. Now, the killer is probably dead already.
Probably.
But they're pretty sure they have who it is.
Good. Huh, good.
Yeah. Anyways, I just thought about that while we were doing this. So, and I never finished. Like, I started that mm-hmm. podcast mm-hmm. about her.
Yeah.
And I was like, and on the next episode, because I remember we did it over the phone. Mm-hmm. Terrible quality because I had my AirPods in. And I never finished it. I never even touched base on it after that. Mm-hmm. And I finished it this week because I had a little bit more spare time. Because Mikey took off this whole week and last week. So, well, he's home. So I was able to not go do all of my daily routines. He took the kids to school and he picked the kids up and it's been weird. It's been weird. But he knew I needed help during spring break too.
Yeah. I got it. I have my next two truths and a lie.
Go for it.
Go.
I've lived in four different states. Mm-hmm. What was my second one? I had it.
I need a pen and piece of paper.
I lived in four different states. I was going to be named Donna Catherine. And I played basketball growing up.
Well, I know you played basketball.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. Am I getting her confused with someone else? Didn't she? She did. Oh, she did soccer.
She did not play basketball.
She did soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. She could have elementary school played basketball.
But I'm thinking, did she live in more than four states?
I don't know. I'm not even going to touch that one because she went to 87 high school or high schools and middle schools and elementary schools. Mm-hmm. So she could have possibly lived in four states. I think she only lived in three.
No. Tennessee, Indiana. She only lived in two. She only lived in two states.
What was the third?
North Carolina.
Throw your hands up. What was the third?
I played basketball.
No. Okay. What was the first?
She lived in four different
states. What was the middle then?
I was going to be named Donna Catherine.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I don't recall. We've talked about that before, and I don't remember.
Indiana, Tennessee. Didn't you live in North Carolina?
I don't know.
That was in Tennessee, and they drove you back and forth to North Carolina with Maddie. No, that's not true. Maybe she did live in North Carolina.
Ah, shit.
That's the law.
What?
Lived in four different states. I think you only lived in two or three.
Really?
I don't know.
We've been friends for how long?
You know.
Did you say you played basketball?
Uh-huh.
I think it's the truth. I think it's the state.
I don't think she played basketball either, but I don't think she lived in four states.
I think she did.
No.
So what's the law?
What's the other state? Help me out here.
I don't know.
Tennessee, Indiana, North Carolina.
I don't know. I'm going to say the state is the law, but it's probably the biggest truth. Only because I don't know.
So both of y'all are going with the states. Is that what I...
But I don't think you played basketball either. I think you did two lies and a truth.
God, don't give me two lies. I can't even give you one lie.
Okay, first off. So is that what you're... What are you going with? She says the states. What are you going with?
Well, I don't think you played basketball, but I can't think of a fourth state. So I don't know.
But we're positive it was Donna Catherine.
I can tell you that is the truth. I was going to be named Donna
Catherine. I didn't know that.
That was the second name.
I'm going to go with the state.
Y'all are some terrible friends.
So I was right. It was basketball.
I played in PE. See? And sprained my ankle.
She played.
Not competitively.
I'm just kidding.
What's the fourth state?
I lived in both Carolinas.
Oh. See, I wouldn't have. Carolina's Carolina. I'm just kidding. No, it's not.
I live in Indiana, Tennessee, South and North Carolina. I was going to be named Donna Catherine if they didn't like Catherine May. And I do not put a basketball in my hand.
Me neither. Don't do it.
No.
I actually have really good aim, but it's too short
do
every time.
Not. I was the tallest girl in my sixth grade class. And, of course, we had to play basketball because they had to fill the time up with BS.
Yeah.
And so they had me do the jump ball. I literally jumped up, came down, and sprained my ankle. And by the time they got, my team went down and scored. The other team came back and scored. By the time they were getting back, I had just made it to the three-point line. I couldn't walk. My ankle was done for. And then the stupid nurse took off my shoe.
Did we all sprain our ankle in school PE?
Probably.
Because
no,
I did.
Mom was at recess.
No. The lady took off my shoe. I said, I know I'm in sixth grade. I said, but I don't think you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to keep the shoe on to contain the swelling. And as soon as she took my shoe off, my entire foot swelled. I said, now I can't get the shoe back on. Thank you, school nurse, for being a nurse. And not knowing the basics of not taking a shoe off. And so then my dad had to come get me. And I had to hobble to the truck. It was so bad. It was so bad. Anyway, so yeah. No. Never played basketball. But I did live in four different states.
Got it.
Nice.
Ready? Mm-hmm. I just went blank by staring you in the eyes.
Quit staring into her soul.
Okay. My first kiss was at age 14.
Ow!
Thing I was gonna do the kiss. So, I had my first kiss at 14. I played basketball.
What was that?
It was a frog leaving her soul.
I played basketball, softball, bowling, tennis, and volleyball.
and soccer. And they wrote the wrong middle name on my birth certificate.
I believe that.
The last one's a lie.
I don't think this girl ever played tennis.
I've heard her talk about tennis stories.
I've never heard this girl talk about tennis in a day in my life.
Will it help if I tell you what my middle name was supposed to be on my birth certificate?
Wait, that doesn't even go with what you said.
The last one was they wrote the wrong middle name.
Oh, I think you said it was spelt wrong.
No, they wrote the wrong middle name on my birth certificate.
I believe that. Oh, yeah, well, my name was wrote wrong on my birth certificate, so that is a truth for me.
It was supposed to be Louise.
No, I still think that's a lie.
No, I fully believe that. I don't think this girl's ever played.
Wait, your first kiss at 14. I'm glad you can remember everything she said. That sounds about right. I'm going with the tennis. I don't think this girl's ever played tennis. Birth certificate.
Birth certificate is a lie.
Damn. Do you know why I thought that?
Why? You play tennis?
I mean, like, I wasn't ever technically on a team, but yes, I played tennis a lot.
Oh.
I remember
talking
about
it. Does it have to be on a team? Because if so, no. I just told you two lies.
No.
I didn't play volleyball on a team either. We just played all the time.
No, but I do remember one day talking about tennis and how I needed to get some new rackets, and I remembered her chiming in saying, I need some rackets.
We have two brand new rackets at the house
The rackets are in your closet, right?
I have two. Well,
First off, every time we plan to go, it's rained.
I remember
rained.
There were rackets.
We were both tired. Don't even play.
I just got done telling her a week ago, about my nephew and how his name is wrong on his birth certificate.
Well, my dad does call me Brittany Louise, so I was hoping I could throw you off when I added that part in there.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm out, y'all.
She done.
All right, so my eyes are blue.
Well, that's a lot.
No crap. My first job was in fast food. My first kiss was in middle school age, 7th grade, 6th grade. Hey, do y'all want an age?
No.
No, middle school.
I'm not entirely convinced that that's true.
Middle school, just like everyone else's.
Not mine. Thanks. Late bloomer over here, Jesus, call me out.
I am actually from Hamilton County.
I don't even know where that is.
Doesn't matter.
What was the first one?
I don't know.
A fast food restaurant.
That one's true.
You're not from Hamilton County.
Where's Hamilton County?
Isn't that...
That's what I need to know. Where is it?
I don't know where it is, but I know. I don't think that's it. I think that's a lie.
Let me throw another one in there. So,
Consult Google. All I can think of is the Chris Young song. I've got some famous friends because Kane Brown said up in
heaven. Oh.
So, I'll throw one more in there.
I believe that.
I
know that's true.
Work out 3 times a week. I'm going to throw that in.
You're from Hamilton County. That's true. That's on a Kane Brown song.
There is a Kane Brown and a Chris Young song.
That's what it is. Back in Hamilton.
Like you
County.
Were born there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My stomach talking to
I wouldn't say you're from there, but you were born there. Dang, twist of words. Does that make it a lie?
What was the song?
I don't even remember everything you
said. I had my first kiss in
Middle school.
I believe that. You worked in fast food. So you told all truths the first time?
So you had to throw in a lie?
Yeah.
Jesus. The whole point of the game, Megan, is two truths and a lie.
I've struggled so hard to tell a lie.
Bro, you could have...
I did, but I said I work out 3 times a week.
You could have said I got my first kiss in elementary school.
Yeah.
All right, I got this then. If we're doing that.
Three truths? Is that what we're doing? We're just telling facts about ourselves. I'm confused.
I actually didn't mean to until after y'all were like, is she from Hamilton? I was like, wait a second. I just told three freaking truths. So I threw another one in there. I didn't even realize I did it.
Oh, my Lord. I think we need a printout of the rules of that game.
I know the rules. I don't think my body.
Tell me it.
I don't think those neurons are firing correctly.
Oh, God, they're not. If you had, you had a rough day. But if you had the last... they're not. I'm completely cut off after.
I definitely know mine aren't.
The things that have happened the last couple weeks. Let's just say week.
About a week ago.
Oh, it's been a rough one, y'all. Just like this podcast tonight.
I think it's been good. I think everybody's learning that how to play two truths and a lie.
Everyone. Just don't do what Megan does.
And tell three truths. Y'all, you're just telling facts about yourself.
I honestly thought I told a lie. I was so proud of myself. That's the sad part.
I saw it. And then you're like, and then it dawned on you.
Wait, I'll throw in another one. Here we go.
I think when she's like, wait, let me throw in another one. I'm like, wait a minute.
I can't.
Obviously, we're doing three truths and a lie.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway. Good Lord.
Let's see. I was born 2 weeks late.
Let's tell.
I weighed 15 pounds when I came out of the womb.
Bull crap. Her mom would still be walking funny.
And I look like I was pulled out of my dad's butt.
Amen. True.
The first one's true. The second one is false.
The middle is false. The other two are true.
I wasn't 2 weeks late, but I was pretty late.
You did not weigh no 15 pounds.
I was 8 pounds, 13 ounces. Okay. Thank you.
They thought I was a boy when I was in the belly, and my name was Mitchell Todd.
I thought you were going to say when you were born, because everybody thought my mom was a boy until she was 4 years old.
That's funny. My sister, too. I have a pierced belly button.
Are you for real?
She used to. And I don't know if she still does. No, she didn't. Yes, she did.
My favorite ice cream.
Baseball nut.
It's baseball nut. My favorite ice cream is
that even a thing?
Yeah. It's always in the back. It's always in the back.
You have to have chocolate.
I didn't say baseball nut. My favorite ice cream is mint chocolate. And
that's
go.
A lie.
That's a damn lie. That's chocolate. My favorite ice
pure
cream.
Pure chocolate.
That was my pure chocolate is right. It was my favorite ice cream when I was pregnant.
And you hated it. You hate mint and chocolate
stand
together.
It. No, you're exactly same. Right.
And I'm over here like, give me.
Yeah, something's wrong with your neurons.
My name was definitely Mitchell Todd.
I knew that. Yeah.
Until I popped out. Yeah, they were like, oh, shoot. Let's name her Brittany. Honest. My name was Brittany Lynn. And then they were like, no, they'll call her Brittany. So they changed it to Megan and named me after a...
My husband calls me Brittany all the time.
A soap opera.
Oh, God, we're out of time.
Oh, man, we were just getting good.
We're just getting going.
We finally figured out the game.
I hate you. If anything, y'all should know that I'm freaking honest.
Yeah. Or you're just a terrible liar.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I am honest. I'm going to be a terrible liar.
I'm going to be real honest with you.
What?
Ever since you said two truths and a lie, however long ago before we started podcasting, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to get them good. I'm going to say I'm pregnant. I've been stewing on this that whole time.
And she did it.
That's shitty.
And go follow the podcast. We love you,
bye.
You
mean the Instagram?
Yes.
Go buy our merch. Bye.